Listen to the teacher as the teacher tips the drop into the style. While I profile mine, I often find many people ask me, teacher, how if you do this? Then I respond, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, must refine it. We're no savages in pursuit of happiness. Culture, freedom, always often used to tell me wise intelligence they're lacking. Well, then it's time for them to blacken. Wake up to the fact that I'm the teacher that I've got, the supreme being. Teacher King, same thing, King, sit up on a throne, rule wisely, justly, lusty.
Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 8th, 2015. That was the poor righteous teachers. Wise, intelligent, culture, freedom, methods of dropping mental. We had to come a hip-hop style. Some of the lyrics, I self, Lord, and my crew coming through. Gotta teach what we taught to each other. I swore upon my crown that I'd down any clown. So this one's dedicated to the style thieving suckers, meaning there are people out there thieving knowledge and wisdom and using it for wickedness. And so we are pushing those aside. Further on the lyrics, here comes the wise man, methods of dropping mental, but no one opens doors for I self, Lord and Master. This is putting us within the consciousness of Yahushua Christus. I declare with poor righteous teachers that we are Christ in human flesh. We are the Lord and the Master of the universe, following the dictates of the Almighty Yahuwah. Further on the lyrics, have to be an independent source of life and matter. Now I'm going to cut it there. You check this song for yourself. Check the lyrics. But focus on this line in the song, methods of dropping mental by the members of the 5% nation, poor righteous teachers, have to be an independent source of life and matter. This is getting into the absolute science of the universe that we have been teaching from ever since. Life and matter. Life is living. Life, it is existing. The independent source of life is Yahuwah, the self-existing one, the self-living one, the one that causes all existence is Yahuwah, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, the cause of matter, the cause of material. What's the scientific explanation for that? The original waters that we all come from and out of. Those waters, dark energy, dark matter, in the triple dark black womb of Nonet, the universe, gives birth to light, the field of light, anciently called Atum. Atum has the feminine counterpart Ma'at. These work together to bring order and tranquility back to the universe. And the Atum is the sun. Ma'at and Atum, masculine and feminine parcels within the atom, the sun. Meaning the sun, which is the atom, the today's atom of neutron, proton, and electron. The sun is working on masculine and feminine polarity to facilitate life. So that sun goes back into the dark energy, dark matter, the waters of noon, and brings those waters through that field of light and transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe. At the same time, the fire, the sun, the light, purges the waters, purifies the waters, and burns off the gross matter dross off of the waters, these waters of noon, dark energy, dark matter, to purify and purge the waters. So poor righteous teachers say, have to be an independent source of life and matter. So we look at our communities and we see that we are in need of this science. And going back to Psalm 139, verse 16, David speaking on behalf of Christ, speaking on behalf of every part and parcel and facet of Christ, speaking on your and my behalf, because David is also speaking on his own behalf. Therefore, David represents you and me as Christ. He says, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book, all my members are written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Sisters and brothers, the scholars say that David is speaking on behalf of Christ. But the scholars either know Christ and won't tell us, or the scholars don't know Christ. We know that we are Christ. We are earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. The fire is the Christ. We are Christ in human flesh. And we must study the solar sun to understand our purpose and mission in this life, which is to purify ourselves, vibrate love, vibrate life, and then purify outside of ourselves, clean up the earth, clean up society and civilization, and be the absolute facilitators of life and matter. The words substance yet being imperfect. David is talking to Yahuwah, the self-living, self-existing one, the father, mother of creation, called by many names in many religious communities, circles, and languages. My substance, let me see it again now. My substance yet being imperfect. You know, we've been studying hell and the lower parts of the earth. And we understand that this whole universe is an egg. The atom is an egg. And in the lowest regions of the earth is the fire, water, plasma, hydrogen, waters that we all come from. And we are in the beginning of a birth reality. And the dark energy, dark matter, plasma, fire, hydrogen, waters gives birth to life, gives birth to light. Darkness gives birth to light. And then the light goes back into the darkness to bring life out of the darkness and purifies that life. So when it says my substance was unperfect, my substance yet being unperfect, that is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H1564, Goleth, Goleth.
This is a masculine noun. We say noon, they say noun. Noun is the noon, and all of us are the noon, masculine and feminine. This word is a masculine noon. It means embryo and fetus. See, this ancient teaching, sisters and brothers, of the whole universe being an egg, giving birth to life. And so we see David speaking on behalf of Christ, talking about that time before time. Oh God and Goddess, help me to get this over in the way that you have preordained for me to get this over. We're talking about the time, as we said in the last session, the time before time, the process before the process. The scientists are seeing that now. Freightjef Chopra, in his book, Systems View of Life, and DVD that I got from KPFA in Berkeley, he talks about the universe as a mind, and the earth as a mind, and the grass and the vegetation as a mind, able to think, able to implement systems and processes. And he began to talk about not just what we would call the process of creation, Big Bang, and light and sound, and the sun going into dark energy, dark matter, bringing those waters through the field of light, purging and purifying those waters, compacting those waters into the various fixtures that we have in the universe today. Purging, purifying, burning off gross matter and the dross. See, that is the process of the universe, the construct of the universe. But Freightjef Chopra began to talk about the process before the process. This is what David is talking about. David is talking about Christ and the formation of Christ and the formation of himself and you and me as the Christ, as an embryo and a fetus. We're talking about the birth process and how you go from the seed of life, germ of life in the womb to an embryo, to a fetus, and eventually develop into a full and complete baby to be born. And so, further in the commentary, the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee Lexicon commentary, we see this: something rolled together, hence rude and unformed matter, not yet wrought, the parts of which are not yet unfolded and developed, thus an embryo, rather the mystical body of Christ. It is often used in the Talmud of anything not yet wrought and developed. It is also applied to an ignorant man. So we're talking in the physical, of that field of light that you and I were living in, alive, receiving instruction from the Almighty, and that time before time, that process before the process, in which, like the fetus, the baby is not yet a complete baby to be born, but there's a process that occurs to grow and develop that baby into the baby that is to be born. But before time, the baby can't be born because everything is being formed. The toes are being formed. The legs are being formed, the hands, the fingers, the fingernails, the toenails, the blood veins, the vessels, the nervous system, the heart, the lungs, you know, all the vitals, all of this is being formed. And so David is looking at the science of birth and applying it to Christos, to Christ, and showing that he himself is one of those that is being formed, showing you and me that you and me, you and I are with David. And we are at this time also being formed. We are that matter that was unformed, that was rude and unformed. We were being rolled together, every part and parcel and facet of the universe at this time was being formed and being constructed before time. This is the process before the process. This is the time before time when we were all alive in the waters of noon, receiving instruction so that we could come into physical manifestation and do the will and do the work of the Almighty. So we take that same science and we understand that this beginning process is in hell, in Sheol. We're not afraid of hell and Sheol. We know that this is the lowest parts of the earth. We know that the whole universe is an egg, and the beginning of our birth is in that fire, hydrogen, waters of noon. You can trace this waters, the science of these waters, through every religious philosophy, scientific philosophy. That is our beginning origins in the lowest regions of the earth, unformed, unborn. We are Christ, but unformed, unborn. These waters had not yet gone through the process of purging and filtering and purification. So the waters, unformed, matter. But at a certain time, the dark energy, dark matter, gives birth to light, and the light then goes back and processes those waters. Oh, what beautiful science, my sisters and brothers. Isn't it wonderful to be able to see the science of the universe? Watch this now. Oh, my substance yet being unperfect, and in thy book. This universe is a book, and you and I are like a pen full of ink of the Almighty, writing a narrative, writing a story. Some are doing evil, but that's writing a narrative, writing a story. You and I hopefully are doing good and getting better, writing a narrative, writing a story. We are hopefully progressing, and not hopefully, the human family is being progressed to perfection. Watch this. In thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. Now, let me see what's the word I want to get to. I think I want to get to fashioned. There is some deep science in that word. So, at this time that David is speaking, we're unborn. We are the Christ, we are the waters, we are the earth, we are the air, we are the fire, but we're unborn, not formed yet. But we're being formed. Before we are to be born, we have to be formed. We have to receive the instruction. We have to receive the teachings. So Jeremiah 1:5 teaches us that we were alive, receiving instruction from the Almighty. We knew the Almighty. The Almighty knew us. And those instructions are forming in our minds. And so, and in that book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. The word fashioned is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H3335. Yatsad.
To form, to fashion. This is a verb, an action word. To form, to fashion. Original creation. Individuals at conception. To be formed, to be created, to be predetermined, preordained, to be formed. This covers human activity, divine activity. This covers people, Israel as a people. So we're talking about the time that we were formed before the birth process. But this word formed is, in the synonyms, you see a potter. Now, a potter works with clay. And you see in the Jesenius Hebrew called the lexicon, to form, to fashion as a, I forgot to say this, concerning the science of forming and being unformed matter, this is also applied to an ignorant person. An ignorant person has not formed completely mentally, spiritually, morally, and physically, but the mind is not completed. The mind, if it is ignorant, does not have the knowledge and the wisdom that would form that mind and enable that mind to think at a level and a capacity that would facilitate truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. So I hear that when you check the word wickedness or evil, it gives you a definition that has to do with picking fruits or vegetation before the time of ripening. That is another symbol of an ignorant person. We are, if we're ignorant, we are unformed, unborn, and unformed in our unborn reality. We have not been formed. We have not completed the birth process. We have not completed our processes through seed, through fetus and embryo, and on to the other processes that lead up to the actual birth of the child. So we must go into knowledge and go into wisdom and destroy ignorance and destroy stupidity so that we can have the knowledge and the wisdom and be able to speak from our original consciousness. Now, back to this fashion. Back to where it says we were fashioned. To be formed, to be fashioned, having to do with the creation, the time of creation, before creation, the process before the process, the time before time, where the Almighty in the universe is forming us. And so we see that in the Jesenius, to form, to fashion as a potter, clay. Clay. Now, often used of God as the creator, he who formed the eye, which since it is often joined with a potter, a vessel of earthenware, an artist, a maker of statues. Now, sisters and brothers, he says, anything formed to destine for anything, I have formed thee that thou mayest be my servant. I have formed thee and made thee author of a covenant of the people, of often used of things predestined, predetermined by God, to form in the mind, to devise, to plan, to be predestined, to be formed, to be created. And so, In ancient Kemet, Egypt, there was Kanum. You've seen, is it Psalms and other places where it talks about we were clay on the potter's wheel being formed by the Almighty? In Kemet, Egypt, that whole structure was given the name Kanum. Kanum is the one who symbolizes the Almighty taking the human being on the potter's wheel and fashioning the human being out of clay. And so clay is matter, is it not? Clay is a form of matter. And so we're talking again of this science of being in the womb of the universe, being in the lower regions of the earth, in the fire, hydrogen, water, in the dark energy, the dark matter, the time before time, the process before the process, where the Almighty now is taking the substance that is to be mass matter material and actually forming us and constructing the book that is prophecy for your and my birth and our work, words, and action. This is all scientific. This is all absolutely the science of the universe, and the scientists are seeing this. But the religious community is yet rejecting the science, and the scientific community is rejecting the religion. But you and I prove every session that when we go into the definitions of the words, we see that the very science that is being propagated by the scientific community is right here in the ancient teaching, right here in the Old Testament and the New Testament, right here in the Quran, right here in the Bhagavad Gita, right here in the teachings of the native peoples who read the earth. And the black man and woman are the native and indigenous on both sides of the Atlantic. And our other sisters and brothers who came to the Americas later, the Maya, the Inca, and the other so-called red man and woman carried on the teachings of the Africans who brought this teaching originally ancient times, you hardly know when. They say that the Moors, representing those ancient people, flew their flag 50,000 years ago in the Americas. We know we are the indigenous on either side of the Atlantic, all over the earth, and this scientific teaching is given and was given to the human family, that we would understand and know that pure religion is pure science, and pure science is pure religion. Sisters and brothers, go into the definitions of the words. Teach this knowledge and wisdom to the babies and to the youth so that they will be able to traverse and navigate in the religious and scientific community and bring the communities together so that we may best be able to understand the science of the universe. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari. Haile Selassie I people.